And Daf Chochamet Aleph, the last quarter of the Amid, Vehika Hashem es Yisrael Kasheyonu Takona B'mayim. This was a klole of Achia Shilaini and Klal Yisrael. It's Omar Rav Yudah Marav Levroche. But in this klole there's a broche. Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Omar Rabbi Yonison, Maidach Siv Ne'emonim, Pitzei Oyhev, V'Natoreis Neshikei Seine. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. We'll see the Rashi and Tosis exact taich of the pasuk. B'toyva klolo shekile l'achia shilaynes Yisrael, Yaisem ibrocha shebirchan bilom haroshim. That this Vehika Hashem es Yisrael is Pitzei Oyev, and in the Teichoche there's Tamun Broche there, Masha'inkein in the Broche of Bilam Arosha there was Tamun Klola. So now the Gemara explains, Achia Shiloini Kilolon Bekone. He was Mekal them, they should be like a Kone. Oma lahem le Yisrael vehika Hashem es Yisrael kasheyonud hakone. Ma kone ze oimed b'mokim mayim. Kone is oimed b'mokim mayim. Other things they rot when they're in water. This is oimed b'mokim mayim. Begizoi machlif. You'll cut the kone, it'll grow back again. B'sharoshav merubim. There's a lot of sharoshim. Bafulu kol haruchei shaba'ilam bois v'neishveis boi. Ein mezizis oisemim kaimoi. Elo oilech uboi moim. It goes with them, with the ruchais. Damamu haruchais omadakonibim kaimoi. When the winds are blowing, it goes together with the winds. When it stops, it's oimid bim kaimoi. It's back and it's mocking. Abu Bilam Horosha Birchon Be'erez Shenema Karozim Alemoyim Be'erez Einemoyme Be'mokimayim Ben Gizei Machlef, or see it says Alemoyim, or see in Rashi and Taisus on that. Ben Gizei Machlef, if you break the trunk, it won't grow again. Ben Sharosha Merubim Afilu Koloruche Shabailam Noishvis Boy Emezizes Oisemim Kaimai. Abakivin Shanashra by Ruach Droimis, the Ruach Droimis, which is a very strong Ruach, Oikrosai Vaifrosai Alponov, this could be Oikar and Eres. Leyoid Alashazoche Kone Little Haymeno Kulmes Lichter by Sefetere Vim Uksuvim. The Marshon Sanhedrin explains as follows that we're speaking about at Ruchei Sheba'olam, the Dalet Ruchei Sheba'olam, Tzofen Dorem Mizrach HaMayrib. So the Marsha says that the Dalet Ruches Amaramis to the Dalet Malchius, the Klal Yisrael is which is subordinate to them. The Bovel is Mitzofen, Moda is Mimizrach, Yovan is MiMayrib, Edoim is from Dorem. So by a kone, it's not oikere and akire gemure, and eventually, damamu haruchais, eventually the umeis oilom will be yichlu, and omad hakone bim kaimai, so the kone remains in its mokim in Eretz Yisrael. So the ruches just bend it, but it will go back to its mokim. Bilam Arosha, he said, he was Madame to an Erez, the Ruach Dreimis, he said, the first three Malchias Memela, but Ruach the Dreimis, which is Nimshel to Edom, to Golis Edom, that he wanted that Edom should be Oiker Klal Yisrael. Tikrosei Vaifrosei Alponov. That was Kolo Tomun in the Brocha of Bilam. V'loy oid elo shezoche kone lita lemeno kulmes lichte by sefer teire neviyim uksuvim. So the Marsha says, afilu you are oiker akone, kone remains in its mokim. But if you're oikel the kone, so betolush is oikel to be a kumis. So after the kire is not, even though the physical gidl stopped, it's not growing anymore, but there's still a gidl, it's used, it's al yodai, this is a ribuy of teire, it's kais from teire, boy. And erez, after you tear out an erez, ene emed ledova hamiskaim, the Masha says, rak l'sreifa. Now, after it's cut off already, it's only used l'sreifa. My shvager asked, l'chayre, an erez is emed l'sreifa, an erez is a very choshev tree, so you build with it, not emed l'sreifa. It's not emed li'is kulmes, but it's not emed. And Mestama, it's not aimed to be a kulmis, because Mestama, a kulmis, you need something flexible. In order to write well, the kulmis has to be flexible. So a kon is flexible, so you can write with it. Something that's hard, it seems it's not good to write with. Perhaps we can say, but a little different than the Marshon des Nekude, that that even though you're toilish the kone, so the kone is now, you are oikir at mim kaimoi, but since wherever it is, it can be kaisvim by sifrei teira nevim eksuvim, so just like Chazal tell us that asidim batik nisis batim et roshois, to go to Eretz Yisrael, ala domoksiv, that the Mokim and the Mokimis HaTeire, they have Achshivis of Eretz Yisrael, they have Akdushis Eretz Yisrael. So that means that even though you're oiker it from the Kedushis HaMokim, it's not Eretz Yisrael, but it's still Mekoimoi. The Mokim HaTeire is Choshim like Kedushis HaMokim, like Kedushis Eretz Yisrael. So Melech, it can never be oikered me b'kayimah afilu betolosh. Masha enkein an erez, if you oikered, it's neck out, it's finished. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, v'natoreis nishitei soinei, natoreis loshen hepech. K'namrinim v'mesech esuke v'yosaloi ma'osor zeh ma'hapech es hatvu, it's ma'hapech, the tvue from one place another place. So Shlomo Melech is telling us that nemonim pitzei oyev, the wounds of an oyev are nemon, v'natorais nishikei seinei, but the natorais, it's the hepech of nemonim. Nishikei seinei are the hepech of nemonim of a pitzei oyev. That's one shot. Inami natorais loshin ribui, v'yitor, they're burdensome, they're too much, they're not bringing anything, v'laz, k'mayatartam alay divreichem. Birchon be'erez, karozim alay moyim, erez ein oimid b'mokim mayim. Rek Rashi, v'af agav d'chsiv b'kro, karozim alay moyim. What do you mean? Bilam said they should be like karozim alay moyim. So what's the problem? Ahu lav bilam kom alay. Bilam didn't say it. The Bilam Omar Karozim. Bilam said Karozim. Vahamalach Hishivoi Aleimayim. Vahen Kulu. The Bilam Omar Kinecholim. The Zimnim Misyavshin. Anachals can dry up. Vekomalei Amalach Nitoyu. The Ein Yaveshim Loilam. Vahen Yadarsi Vyavi Hashem Alekecha Lachos Aklola Levrocha. I think Rashi means, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Kufayim at Beis, Ayosem Hashem Dover Befi Bilom, Rabbeleza Eimer Malach. So this Dover is a Malach Befi Bilom. And the Masha says pshat that that malach is hofach dvorei shal klola bepiv levroche. So it was a malach befi bilom that was mahapach the dvorei. So that's what Rashi is telling us over here, that Lamaise Bilam on his own accord wanted to say Erez. He didn't want to say more than Erez. Aleimoyim, that was the Malach B'Seich Piv, that the maid, he should say more, V'yosem L'Shem Dovo B'Fi Bilam, that the Dovo was the Malach. Let us see Tosfos. V'natoros Nishikos Soinei. Perish Nemonos Pitzei Oyei. The wounds of an oyev are nemon, v'chilufeyem b'soyne, v'natoreis loshen hepech, ba'asar spulke b'laza, pitchfork, sh'mahapchen bo'as atfuh, v'hochi pashtei dekro. This is pshat and posik. Pitzei oyev nemonim. The wounds that an oyev gives are nemonim. Shu oitze l'toiva, it's from the toiv of the person who's getting wounded. Afilu kshemake chaveir, afilu when he's hitting him, miskaven l'toiva, he wants to be mafreshim minaro, so memele, so these wounds are l'toiv. Unishikes soine heim lehepach. The nishikes of a soine are the opposite. That's not notorious as a loshen hepech. What does that mean? She'oisa hakol l'ro. That everything is done l'ro. The Malbim explains that the sin of a seine, when he sees that the one he hates is doing ro, so he kisses him. He compliments him. So maybe she continue doing it. Continue doing what you're doing. That's why that's the inyan of a seine. The inyan of a seine is for Kelly, she continued doing raw. So Mamela, so that's the hepech. Whatever he's doing, the compliments, the praise, is also l'ro. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda says, Ehoiv es ha-meichichim, usnei es ha-meshapchim. One does not know how detrimental a meshabeach could be, especially when he's doing something wrong. V'yesh meforshim. Others say, Pashti dekro hochi. This explained the pshat and the posik differently. Nemonim pitzei oyei v'natoreis neshike soine, kloima v'natoreis loshen ribui. Kloima neshike soine doimim heim lemasa, kloima heim merubois lemasa loilom. They're too much, nothing is coming out of them. They're burdensome. One is gaining something from the pizza oyev, but one is not gaining anything. For kelp, it's he doesn't have anything from it, so it's too much. Another say a third pshat. Very interesting pshat. But if you have two people who are were oyevim, and then there's a machloikis arises between them. The seinim zeze, then they start hating one the other. Hasine nemona, this is a real sine. That means that this will remain. If you have two close people and then there's a machloikis between them, so the sine is a very strong sine. V'hochi perushay, v'hochi perushay, ne'emonim pitzei oyei, apzoim ze hasine, shebein ehavim heim ne'emonois. That means that's a strong sine. That means that if there was a closeness and there became a machlekes, so that creates a tremendous richuk and a tremendous sine. V'natoreis neshikais soine. Perish. Dech shesoinim oisim sholem zeloze. Here it works exact opposite. If you have two people who are soinim, and they make sholim one with the other. Hasholim v'hapshore shebineyem amono v'kayemes. So the sholim is a very strong and lasting sholem. Fakert, if two sonim get together and they make sholem, so fakert, the kiruv that comes mitoich richuk is a very strong kiruv. L'chayre Taisvis learns pshat v'natores nishike soini, the Eben Ezra says v'natores is a loshen chayzik. And it means that it's strong. The neshike soine, the ave that arises from a kiruv of soinim, it's a very strong ave. V'hainu natoreis neshikes soine, kloima neshikes soine natoreis. And what is Taisvis saying over here? So L'chayre Taisvis is saying as follows, that according to the first two pshatim, so the Natoreis is really going on Nemonim. It means we're differentiating between the Pitzei Oyev and the Neshike Soine. That's according to the first pshat in Taisvis. Nemonim, Pitzei Oyev, this is Nemon. But the Natoreis, but the Hepech is, Neshike Soine. So the Natoris is going on the Monim. This is Nemon, but this is the Hepech of that. Or this is important, and this is not important, this is burdensome. According to the third Pshat, L'chayre, both are the same. We're saying that Nemonim Pitzei Oyev, that there's a very strong Sine. If there becomes a meriva between oyevim, there's a very strong sin, there's a very strong ave, if there becomes a kiruv between two sinim. So we're not differentiating, forget, they're both the same. So then, so could be that's what Taisa means, kloima, so the natoris is not going on the monim, no neshika is sine natoris. The neshikis of a soine are strong. That means if there was soinim, and then they got together, so that is a davar chozuk. That's something that's a lasting shalom. So to yamatayne that lechayre, this is just saying pashtei dekra. This is not saying pshat na gemara. A gemara seemed learned like the first two pshatim, but they saying pashtei dekra could be Shlomo HaMelech is telling us this yesod that a sine that arises between a machlekes between oyevim is a dovo nemon, it's gonna last. The same way a sholem that comes about of two soinim, it's also going to last. It's also a dovo shol kayomet. Ma'er ze perish, the afal gav d'chsiv bei b'kro alei mayim, ay it says alei mayim, ahu, lav bilom kom alei, ala malach, the malach said this, v'chein kulu, bilon oma k'necholim, o malach oma natoyu, v'einon misyavshim, v'chein alei no. Zimte gemore weiter, tono rabonam, Loilom ye odom rach kakone should be flexible like a kone vaye koshe ki eres. Maise, now the Gemara brings a maise shebo rabbeloza barab shimin mi migdal goder mi beis rabbi. Came back vahoyo rochu valach amoyer umetayil al svas no metayil rashi says lismoyach visomach simcha gdoilo. He was very happy, Bahisai Batoi Gasa Olov Ignatio Lomad Teira Harbe. He came back from Beis Rabbi, a very mutzlachdikis man, Gestigen Gewalt. He felt very accomplished. Nizdaminloi Odam Echot Shahoya Mechur Beyaisa. Now going on his going back home, he meets a person who was very ugly. Amar le shalom alecha Rebbe. He said, shalom. Lehechzeloi. He didn't answer him. Amaloi. So he told him, Kama mechua oisei haish. Are you so mechua? Then he said, Shema kol b'nei ircha mechuorim kamoischa. Maybe everyone in your city looks like you. Not your fault. Maybe that's maybe that's the mokim you come from. So he asked him, Shem akobne ilchem achorom kama yisro, amaloi eini yedeya, aleich va'amoyer la'umin sh'asani kama mechuak li'zeh sh'asisa. Maybe tell the one who created me, kama mechuak li'zeh sh'asisa. Now let's explain a little bit what's happening over here. The Yaakov says that when he looked at this person, he was very ugly. And he held that he's zichanara talmud chacham. Why? It is a klal chachmas odom toyopono. You can tell a talmud chacham by his face. It says a toyopono. For him there was no ha'oras ponim. So he's not a talmud chacham, that's for sure. He's empty. He's areiko. Now he gave him shalom. So the Inyakiv says he held that's a prisus. That an Adam ki ziire leishoil b'shalma the rabba. And some of the apostle commands doesn't come shalma lach rabbi. Says you don't. A small person does not give shalom to an Adam godl. So memeile, he didn't answer him. He didn't answer. Fakert, it's not lefi felton kavod atayre. It's a apostle commands a person who is. No lach luchis of teirin, and he comes over to him as the chagodlu b'teirin. So he didn't answer him. And so then he explained to him, I didn't answer him. Amaloi reiko, that kama mechu oisei yeish. He answered him, why you're a reiko? I can tell, kama mechu oisei yeish, I can tell from your looks how much Torah you're missing, how much you don't have anything in yourself. And so therefore, what kind of chutzpah is this to give me shalom? Then he thought, Shem ekobanei ilcha mechorim kamois, and then he thought, maybe he's making a mistake. Maybe he comes from a place that somehow the place is, makes the people there mechorim. So maybe I didn't judge you right. So he told him, "Any idea? I don't know. They are mechua, not mechua. El aleich ve'amoyer la'umin sh'asani kama mechua klizeh sh'asisa." He said, "You should know that if you say I'm a mechua, so I'm a, so this is a criticism on the one who made me." The Talmud Dvoira says, this is the lashon of the Talmud Dvoira, Seif Perek Beis, Tzorich lechabed hanivroim kulam. One has to be mechabed all the nivroim. Acher sheyaker behem bohem. In these nivroim, one can see, one can recognize malas haboirei. One sees the maila of the Rabbeinu Shleilim in the Nivroim. Asher yotza ho'odom b'chochmo. But so when one is seeing a nivra is reflecting the chochmo of the Rabbeinu Shleilim. One sees the chochmo saboiri in every nivra. V'chein kol ha'nivroim chochmas hayotzer behem. You have in each nivra. He's loved Afka person, Ashiotzas, Oda Bachochme, Zobkefrek. But in every Nivro, there's Gewaldike Chochme. Just like it says, Mipsori, Erzalaka, so by studying a Nivro, one can see the Chochme Hashem in every Nivro. Then the Talmud Dvar says there's another Nakuda. The year besides that this is a reflection of the Chochmas Abayre, the year Ba'atzmai, a person should see, Shehim Nichbodim Ma'oid Ma'oid, Shenitpal Yaitzer Hakel, Hachocham Hanala Alakel Bivriusam. If the Rabbeinu Shlalom was Mekapel in their creation, so we see the chshivas that they have. Ve'ilu yevaza oisam chas v'sholem. If a person is mevaza anivro, be'geya be'kvoid yoitzrob. So he's not being mevaza only the nivris. This is the covet of the one who created it. Ve'reze yedame el chocham oso kli be'chochma g'doyla. A person made a keli with kevaldike chochme. Behera Maseyu El Bnei Adam. Behisril Echel Mehem Leganoise Levazoise. He showed them, he made an invention, Gvald of Chochmede, and Yene ridicules it, and is Mevazit. Kame Yigia Mehakas El Achochem. Mibneish Mevazin Chochmosoi Beyoisom Mevazim Maise Yodov. So in every Nivro, there lies the chokhmas Hashem, that was the Rabbeinu Shlomo's machshava person. And a mele, when one is mevaze anivro, one is mevaze the boire. I once thought, then later I found Kemat Rav Chaim Volozhiner says this. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Eizem Mechubed, HaMechabed Asabriyes, Shenema Ki Mechabdei HaChabed Uboize Yikolu. So one thought, the Mishnah is telling us, Eizem Mechubed, who's a Mechubed? Eizem Mechubed, look around, you'll see, Mechabed, you have this person, Mechabed, he's a Mechubed. Well, they fell over Maise. There was once a chazan that asked Rabbi Sol Salanta, he asked him, you have to help me that I should be nitzel from the Nesoyin from Gaiva. You know, after I finish davening a musaf, they come over to me. What should I do, Takich Men? I really wouldn't want to be if it's a Merdik in Nesoyin. So Rabbi Sol Salanta says, I'll tell you, look in the middle of davening, look back, you'll see how they're laughing at you. So Mamele, you'll be nitzel already from the Nesoyin of Gaiva. Eize mechubed is not, does not necessarily mean that the one you give covet, that means he's taka mechubed, they're giving him covet for some reason, but that doesn't mean he's a mechubed. What they really hold of him does not necessarily mean that, that they're mechabed him. So if I can, so the Mishnah is saying, Eize mechubed, who's a true mechubed? A mechabed es habriyes, a person who's mechabed every nivra. Bris is a lotion that they were nivra. If he's mechabed a nivra because he realizes that each nivra is ma'ase yodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each nivra licht chochmas Hashem. So by being mechabed a nivra, the person automatically is mechabed the boirei, and then there's a klaki mechabdai achabei. That's what the Mishnah says. So if you mechabed the brius, you mechabed the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom says ki mechabdai achabei. So that one we can be assured that that person is a mechubed. That's a true mechubed. Bekitzer, this Adam mechur told him that. So now he realized that he had done a gvaldika avla. Yorad minachamir v'nishtateich lefonov. He was mevatel himself to him v'omaloi neneisiloch. Rashi says in Shabbos, Dibarti lemuloch yes mineroi. He said things what should not have been said. So memela mocheli. Omalei eni mocheloch. He's not mochel. Ad shetelech leumin shasani ve'amolei kama mechua klizeh shasisa. He's not mochel. Hoyametail Achov Achi Gili Iroy. So he was, he felt very tishlogan, so he was machni himself, he walked behind this person. Comes to the ear, Yotsu bene Iroy Likrosoy. Koi oye oimrim loy, Sholem Alecho, Rebbe, Rebbe, Moiri, Moiri. Oma Alehem, so the, this Ish Mechuel said to them, Lemia Tekoirim Rebbe, Rebbe, who you giving the cover to? Omru loy, Lezeshim Etayloch Achecha, the one that's walking behind you, he's a Rizika Talmud Chochem. Oma Alehem, Imze Rebbe, Al Yirbu Kamoise Be Yisrael. That's a Rebbe, as a Rebbe, Dachmanishab. Omru loy, Mibnei Ma, but he's a Rizika Talmud Chochem, Oma Alehem, Kach Vakach Osali. He told over the whole Maise. Omru loy afal pikein mechelesh adam godl b'teiro. Omar lehem b'shvilchem areini mechelloi. Ubevad shelo yeirogl las iskein. B'yad nichnas abalozo b'rab shimin v'dorish leilom yeodam rach kekone v'yikoshe ke'erez. Fichach zoche kone lito lemena kulmes lichte bei sefer teire tfilin and mezuzis. In the Marsha's Ma'ira, it's a very modern lotion. He said, Bavad shiloi yihirogel lasis came. So, I mean, it's a very modern, he shouldn't be yirogel to do it. He shouldn't do it. 3 times is not bad, but it's not 10 times. I mean, he should have said something else. I mean, what's the, so the Marsha says that as follows. That it wasn't the words that were said. There was a sibe behind it. Shleye oisei dovo hamalgil oisei lasis kein. Dainu shleye daitoi gase. That means that he's only moichelim if the sibe of the vote wasn't the statement. The vote was the sibe of the statement. Now, what caused the whole problem over here? The whole problem was caused, as we mentioned before from the Iyun Yaakov, that he felt it was not lufik voidoi that a ish mechuel should give him shalom, a kotna should give shalom to a godel, was not lufik voidoi. So the whole problem was because he was machshev himself for a godel. So memele, so therefore, so according to that hashore, so it's taked not proper that a kotna should give shalom to a godel. That in the when he was machshev himself, that was because of the gasus haruach sheboy. So Memele, so he told them, Fakel, so the Dover, Shloye Rogel, Lasis Kain, that means the Dover that's Margulim to do it, I'm only Meichel if he'll become Ois Kas Ruach, he won't be Machshav himself. Miyad Nichnas Rabbeloza Barab Shimin, Vidora Shloilom Yeodom Rach Kekona Vyikoshe Keretz. Fakel, a person, Rach Kekona, that means he shouldn't have any stolzkeit in himself. He should be, that means that there shouldn't be such an inyan. It's not lafich vayde, lafich shivusoy, whatever, someone stepping on him. Fakel, he should be rach kekone. Lafichach zoche kone litole men el kumis lichte bei sefer teire tfilin and mezuzis. So then he said another vote, and he came to this hakore. He came to the akore that what a kone is roi to be a kulmes lichter by sefer Torah tefillah mezuzas is because the kone possesses this mila. The kone is rach. The kone is not machshev itself. So therefore, that is a kli that is roi she Torah tikosev al yodai. That was his akore. And that Lucheira was pshat in the Gemara before. They said, "Be moichel him she Adam gadol b'teira." He's an Adam gadol b'teira. so als is godless potato. And he told them, Afal Pik, and they said, no, Bishvil Chemanerim, as his godless, there's no, that is not godless betoire. If a person, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Dach Memtesam et Beis, Simin Legasis Anias betoire. That means if a person is a gas ruach, says, a riot is Anias, he's not a godl betoire. If he can be a gas ruach, so that means he's an oni betoire. So I should be meichem for his godless betoire. He's not a godless betoire. Beshvilchem, als yochshivis, zent toch harabim. So beshvilchem, hareini meicheloi. But because he's a godless betoire, I wish they disagree with you. And that was the drosha that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said. The drosha Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said that svaker, that godless betoire comes because a kone is zoiche. Little Amenu Kulmes. Lichter by say Vetir Tvila Mezuzis because the Kone has this Mila of Rakis. It's not Machshiv itself. So therefore, that was the Drosha of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. That was the Tikkun, that was the Akore he had. Let us see. Rashin is damelei odom yeshvom shekosabem aliyo zochel atayv. For who niskaven leichichay shalo yargil bedover? That's lecher the yargil bedover. The Marsho says you shouldn't be margil in the dover that brought him to do what he did. Taisves is damelei odom echad shemechul beyoyser b'meseches tarcheretz meforish. The oisei odom heine leyo, the toiv niskaven, kadesh le yargel bedovo. Dachsach mir, Rabbi Chaim Beloshner, in the beginning of Spirit Shemesechtes Ovis says that Moshe kibul toire mi Sinai. So he says, if one wants to know how much one can be mekabel, if you have a keli, so how much can the keli be mekabel? So it depends on the thickness of the tfanis of the keli. The thicker the tfanis are, the smaller the base kibul is. Because the tfanis also take up space. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the onov, mikol odom ashal pnei adomo, Moshe Rabbeinu was the true, he was completely kli kibul. There was nothing there besides him. He wasn't machshev himself whatsoever. So he was a completely kibul for Torah. And for Kelso, so Memele, the anivis, that is the sibbe of godless betorah. וכן עיר שיש בו דבר עם הפוילס. תונה רבונה. We had in the Mishnah that an עיר that is דבר עם הפוילס, that buildings are falling down. So ממילא, so that עיר is מסריה, and the whole סביב ישר, you have a מחלוקת, either מסענס ולא מסריאס, or מסריאס ולא מסענס. ונראה שיש בדבר עם הפוילס, תונה רבונה, מהפוילס שאומרו בריאויס, that what the Rashilin said that the wind through a town, בריאויס ולוי רואויס. So the חיימס that fell were בריאויס, they were not רואויס. שאינם רואויס ליפויל, they weren't רואי ליפויל, ולוי רואויס ליפויל. So לחייר it sounds very repetitious. Frag the Gemara, Haini Ubriyus, Haini U She'ene Ruyus Lipel. That's the same thing. They're strong walls and they're not Ruy Lipel. Haini Ruyus, Haini Ruyus Lipel. The same thing. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de Noflu Machmas Kev Hayu. No, you could have something that is Briyus. That means the wall was built strongly. But it's too tall. So my mele, so that's called, it's briyos, but it's ruyis lipil. It's not ruyis, but it's ruyis lipil. Hinami de kaima agude denaro. You have a wall that was built by the edge of a river, so the wall could be briyos. It's a strong wall, but since it's on the edge of the river, so the river digs into the yisoides of the wall, so it becomes ruyos lipel. So briyos and ruyos are the way the wall was built. Ruyos lipel or ein ruyos lipel depends if there are other conditions which make that it should fall down. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gasinen, ma peilish omru, briyais, veloi ruuish, eina ruyis lipo, veloish ruyis lipo. Hainiu briyais, vainiu, shainu ruyis lipo, that's the same thing. Hainiu ruuish, vainiu ruyis lipo, letzricha de kaima guda denara. Ma peilish, sheyesham ruachozik, shemapel achaimis. Ma peilish omru masriyim aleim, bebriyais kamrinen. She achaymes briyas, vafalpi kainoiflas. You had achayma that was a briya, and still it's falling. Bekoich neshibes haruach. Avalim hoyu achaymes anoiflas ruuais, if the song was mitzad achaymes, em asrin alein, so there's no, tzore, immediate tzore, they fell in because they were never built properly. She'ein ruyis lipo, masrin alein, leib ruyis lipo. So you need two tnoim, it should be briyais and ein ruyis lipo. So the Gemara asked, what is the repetition? Leitzrich odik tanish ein ruyis. Ruyis lipo, elo kigoin dekoi aguda denaro al sfas ano. Sh'af al pi shehi briyo, even though that some wall was not built flimsy, it's a strong wall, Ruye lipel, but it's ruye lipel, shamayim mapilim oiso, shemekalklin es hakalke, v'sheichkin es hayesod. So memele, so that's how it's going to fall in. Zuk de gemore. Kehi ashisa ruua, there was a weak wall, Davoi benardoi, lehave cholif Rav Shmuel Tuso, that Rav Shmuel never walked underneath this wall, afal gav de kaima ba'asra tleisa shni, even though this wall was standing 13 years, afal pikein, they never would walk underneath this wall. So Rashi says over here, a very interesting pshat, ki hi ashisa ru'uo, so the wall was a weak wall. Ba'asro bimkoimo. So Rashi says, af al gav de eino ru'uyo lipel, that means here we have a fakertezach, that even though the wall was a flimsy wall, but we see from the ariches yomim that it is, the ain't a ruya lipel. It's not aimed to fall. Tokomo ba'asra kulihai. A fellow hochi, given the ruya he, so even though we see from the past history of the wall that it stood, it was standing ready for 13 years, avichelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelchelch wall. They walked around it. They avoided it because since it was a ru'ua, so that alone they did not want to be near it, even though it's eina ru'uya sleeper. Yom echad ikla Rav Ade bar Abba lehosa. Omale Shmuel le'Rav neisei mar naki. So Shmuel told Rav, let's walk around. Omale le'tzrich ne'idne. We don't need to now. The ike Rav Ade bar Abba bahadon t'nofish zachvosa. He hears a lot of shrusim. V'loy mistafine. And I'm not afraid that anything will happen. That was Rav Ade bar Abba. Rav Huna Abba le'yahu chamre bohu beis re'iyeh. And the Gemara relates a similar maise, that Rav Huna had wine in a flimsy house. A boy lifnuya, and he wanted to take out the wine. Aile le Rav Ade bar Ava lahosom, so he brought him into the house. Moshe b'tshmaitse, he got him interested to come into the house with a sugya. They got involved in a sugya. Ade panye, till he took out the wine. Bosa de nofak nofal beise. Algish Rav Ade bar Ava, so Rav Ade bar Ava then understood pshat the soul spilachol, why he took him into the house and talking and learning. It was ikbit. So he was makbid on this anhoge. Sovelo ki hoda omar Rabbi Yanai, lo'ilom al yamid odom b'mokim sakone v'yoyma oysen li'netz, shema ein oysen li'netz. Maybe they won't make a nest, but maybe it's, he won't be zoiche they should make a nest. V'im timtze lo'yma oysen li'netz, menake lo'y mischu yosef. So then the menake from Mizachyes, because they're making a nest for him. Omar Rav Chonon, Maikro, Dachsiv, Katointi, Mikol Achsodim, Mikol HaEmes. That he would, Katointi, Mikol Achsodim, that Yaakov Avinu said, from all the Chsodim that Rabbi Yisrael did with him, so it was Katointi, Mikol Achsodim. Yaakov Avinu became this cotton to the Chsodim that were done with him. Let us see Taisvis. Leitzricha de Nofli Machmas Kovai Pesht Abba Briois. They have your Ruya Sleepel El Machmas Goivan. But the Goivan made it. The Teruya Sleepel. Amalei Dike Rav Ada Bahadan de Nofish Lachvosek. Rav Ada Bahadan had a lot of schusim. So Taisa says, "V'tzorich loyma de treirav ade barad bar treirav ade havu. Tavad barav ave b'meirove. The matzina bekama mekaymis. Omer avad barave omer rove. So he was a Talmud of Rove.
Just one second. Yeah.
V'hai rav ade barave dohoche mashmedave chove l'rave shmu." He was a chava contemporary of Rav Shmu, mid the kamalei Shmu le Rav, the kamalei hirike Rav Ade badon. We have Rav Ade with us. Vanan Yodanus, he was a chava to Rav Shmu. Vanan Yodano, the Rav Yehuda, or your Talmud, the Rav. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav Shmu. Verova v'noilad b'yoyim shemeis Rav Yehuda. Rav Ade oye Talmud derove. Okay, so l'choire, so how could it be? Rav Ade was a Talmud of Rove, and here we have Rav Ade was a chaver of Rav Shmu. Okay, now call for l'choire the trei Rav Ade haver. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Sholu tamidov l'rav ade barave b'amah harachta yomin. Oma lehem b'yomai lo hikpaditi b'seich beisi. He never was makbid. So the Yaakov asks a good kasher. Before we had that algish rav ade barave, that ikbid, he was makbid. And here he says he never was makbid. So my shvoga wanted a tiny leik paditi b'seich beisi. It means in the bayistik inyonim. That means this was a ruchnis de keshayla b'seich beisi means as they say over Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. They said over from his rebbetzin Rabbi Yisrael Salanta when he got married, he made a deal with his wife. He said, "Oh, the elam hazad de kinyonim, that's up to you. The elam habad de kinyonim, that's up to me." That was the pshara they made. But then she said there was not one thing that wasn't a gay elam habit. So always he had the adacha was always like him. But al kaponim, so could be b'seich beisi means the bias to get. But the things that happened in the house, this is not the ruchnis to gezachen. So then whatever happened, he never was makbid. V'lo itzaadeti b'fnei mi shegodlu mimeni. He never walked ahead of someone who was bigger than him. Bechochme, leyehalti b'mevoyis ametu nofes, leyelachti dalet ames b'lei teire b'lei tefillin. So the Masha says a very interesting pshat over here. Leyehalti b'mevoyis ametu nofes, and that was mahara divreter b'mevoyis ametu nofes, leyelachti dalet ames b'lei teire b'lei tefillin. The Gemara says in Broches, a person should not be oimed b'mevoyis ametu nofes, at Talmud Chochem, she'ef sheloi sheloi yahara b'divrei Torah. But a person is permitted to be mahalach through mevoyis ametu nofes, because it seems, if he's standing there, he'll have to be mahara. If he's walking, so he won't be mahara. So l'chayre, here he says, "Lehalachti dalad ames b'lei teira b'lei tefillin." I never walked dalad ames b'lei teira b'lei tefillin. And he says, "Lehirhalti b'mevoyis ametunofis." So what did he do when he was mahalach in the mevoyis ametunofis? How can he be mekayim both things? He said, "Lehalachti." So pshat is he never walked in his life to a mevoyis ametunofis that would make that he'd be mahalach dalad ames b'lei teira b'lei tefillin. That was the godless of Rav Ada Bar Abba. Others say, pshat is that the Gemara says, la'onsa is mutter, that if a person is mahar, that means he is so, and pshat is like this, he was such a meshunadik emasmid, la'lachti dalat ames, b'lei teire, b'lei tefillin, va'afal pikein, b'lei hirhalti b'mavoy samatanofis. That's what others say, pshat and then yakek. They bring from the Baditcheve, Le'elachti Dalet Ames B'lei Tefillin, he wants to say, Psarayin as follows, that the Gemara says, what does it say in the Tefillin of the Rebbein Shalom also as Meniach Tefillin? What does it say in the Tefillin of the Rebbein Shalom, Mika Amcha Yisrael? What does it say in the Tefillin of Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echot? It's pshat is the tefillin of the Rabbeinu Shloilem is speaks about the shvach of Klal Yisrael. The tefillin of Klal Yisrael speaks about the shvach of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So he said that there never was a time that it was going below tefillin. That means he was always either praising Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shloilem or praising the Rabbeinu Shloilem. That's the tefillin, there's two tefillin, the tefillin of the Mariyalme, this tefillin of Klal Yisrael, but both of them are Mishabeach, either Klal Yisrael or the Rabbeinu Shloilem. So that means he was always either Mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shloilem or Mishabeach Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Lo yeshanti bebeis hamedrash, leishinas kva, leishinas arei. So it was machshev, the mokim of the Beis HaMedrash, loisasti b'takolas chaveirai. The neighbor was besimcha b'takolas chaveirai, lekarosi lechaveirai, b'achinosai, v'omri lo, b'achanichosai. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Like padeti b'seich beisi v'alachti b'loi teire v'chol shato avi goris. B'achinosoi shemechanin loi b'nei odom kigoin shem levai a nickname chanichosoi k'mei chanichos ovois begitten ad yudoiris. That means it seems like this achinosoi was a nickname that was given because of his own characteristics, and Chanichose was a nickname of the family. Let us see Taisvis. Bachinose perish bekinui shemachanin oise ben odom lignai. Bachinose perish kinui shem mishpachte shem levai. This was a nickname of the mishpachet. K'moy Shem Chanichas Oveis Pegitin. This is a nickname of the Ad Asara Deiris. Shem, you put in a get. K'goyim, Taisi says, Rabbi Avrom Eben Ezra, שכל משפחת היו נקרואים כך אבן עזרס. תייס רגע, הניקניים על המשפחת. תייס יסס ודווקא לגנאי, אבל לשבח מותר. זאת גמורה ויתר. אמרה לרובר לרפלם בפופה, לימה לנמר מעני מילי מל יוסו דהבה עובד רב הונה. Tell us the מילי מל יוסו דהבה עובד רב הונה. So the Gemara is the connection of this is we had before that Rav Huna did not want to enter the house, the base room where his wine was, till he got Rav Ada bar Rava. Rav Alpika in the Gemara tells we should see the godless of Rav Huna. At the Vafalpikain, he didn't trust it wasn't Soymech on his godless when it came to such an Indian. Omalei biyankusei loydachilne. I don't remember to tell you over how he was in his younger years. Besivusei dachilne. The chol yoyme de eve, whenever there was a rainy day, it was a windy day. That sticker over here was a windy day. Have a mafkinlei bigahol kedidave. Rav Huna was a very wealthy person. They used to take him out in the city with a golden carriage. Visayele lekule mosa. So whenever there's a windy day, he inspected the whole city. The chol ashise dahave reiyosa. So every wall that was ro'ua, that might fall down, might be dangerous, as Hakone, avesosalo. He went and broke down the wall. He made sure that it should be broken down. Is im efshel more, if it was possible, so this was a potential hazard to the city, so he broke down the wall. Im efshel more bonilo. So then the owner built it back again. V'ilay efshel. If the owner could not build it back, bonilo iu mididei. So he used to build it himself. V'chol panye demali shabata, every erev Shabbat, have a mishado shluche l'shuk. He sent a shliach to the shuk. People used to come and used to go and sell their yarokis l'kovet Shabbat. The whole yalked have a payish l'leginoi, the gardeners who came to the city to sell their wares. So whatever was left over, zovinlo, he went and purchased it. V'shodilei l'nara, and then he threw it into the river. Whatever he purchased, he threw into the river. We'll see the reason of this purchasing was that if the ginoi will see that they have left over, they weren't so successful, so the next week they'll bring less, and that's not good. That'll be a hefset to the shtot. L'kovet Shabbos, there should be an abundance of yerokis to be sold. So memele, they should always know whatever they brought, they'll be able to sell. So he always purchased whatever they had left over. Frekte gemore, now v'leisve laniyim. Let him give it to the aniyim. That's l'chayre, to throw it into the river. What did he accomplish with that? So the Gemara said, no, zimnin desomche datayu l'yosu l'mizben. That means if each week he'll be giving the aniyim yerokis, so they'll rely on him, they won't have the covered Shabbos. If let's say that they won't buy, because they know Rav Huna is going to tell them to. And sometimes there's not extra, they won't be left over by the gardeners, so memela, so they won't have for Shabbos. So in order not to make a michshel by giving them, he never gave them. V'lishdaye libehemet. So why do you throw it in the river? Give it to behemet. Kesova machel odom ein machilun libehemet. So that's why we'll see in Rashi why not. V'loyliz b'nei klal. So let him b'chlal not buy it. What's he have to do such a thing? He buys him, throws him to the river. Nimtzeis machshilon la'osid lovei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'yoyim ha'eva, yoyim ha'ma'unon. a cloudy day, davi ruach min hashebes, there was a wind blowing, or mistefid leitapel achemes, that the wall shouldn't fall down. Bigaholki teva tluya bagola, v'shoresh yoshvis ben, the nowadays we have soresh yoshvis ben, the soresh sit in such a carriage. Messiah boidik. Talgum poiked Messiah. My haitavche leisor sakine kamechochem, he didn't show his sack into a chochem. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. This goes on later. Zovin lei v'shodin lei benara Rashi writer. L'hochi zovin lohu, the reason they purchase it, they have a mishtaya midi leganonim otsi le'ibot. That means if something's left over for them, so it's going to get ruined. The michmish b'shabbos, it's going to get wilted in Shabbos. They won't sell it Erev Shabbos. Limtze machshilon le'osi lovig le'maisi yalki l'su b'shabbos. So for next... The next Erev Shabbos, they won't bring Yerokas, because they had a hefsid this Shabbos. The somchi datayu, shanismochim aniyim lo'isim yerek, v'oimrim ein ono tzrichin liknois. They'll say, we don't have to purchase it, we can rely on Ravuna. V'shemo lo yishtayir sham klum, v'ein lem alechel b'Shabbos. So therefore, he held this would be a mishul for them. V'ein machilin oisom lebehema, we're not machul, Amachal Odom to Behemoth, Mishum Bizi Oichlim. That's a Bizi Oichlim. And what's the Bizi Oichlim? Let us see weiter. The Merzi Keboyet Betoive Sheishpia Kadish Bochu Ba'ilom. The Boyishlam gave Toive Ba'ilom and he's not appreciating it. He's taking the Toive and he's degrading it. Inami Mishum Dechosa Toiro Al Mamoinen Shal Yisrael. So memele, so that's also an avla. So to take a machel that's roi le behime, that's roi le adam, and give it to behime, that's already, that's called a hefsid moment. So what did he accomplish? V'zorik leno v'hilchin lemokim acher u'meitzin oisim b'nei adam v'oichlin oisim kach shamati. So that means there was no ibud by throwing it into the river because people got it. The Mephoshim explained, but that was nothing to be afraid that they'll be Seimach on it, because they realized whatever's floating in the river, they realize it's not Muchach, that each week there'll be it, or maybe others will take it out of the river before them. So by this, there was no Michshul whatsoever. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ki have le milse da asvese, when he had a refue, have a moli kuze mine, so he would fill up if he had medicine in the house, he would fill up a jar or a pitcher with his medicine, betolu le besefe de base, omar, call the boy le se velishko, whoever needs medicine, let him come and take. Ve'ike da amre milse de shifta havegom. Others say a different shot, that he was bekant in the Indian of the Shadim, of the Hezek of the Shadim, have a monach kuze de maye pedolilei. That means that there are certain hezekis that can come about if a person eats without washing his hands, so it's olo to hezek of Shadim. So Memele, so he left water out there, and whoever wants to come can use the water. V'oma called the tzorch leisivileyu, the loy listakin, that he shouldn't be nistakin for by eating without water. Kavekorach rifte, when he ate pas, aveposach lebovais, he opened up the door, v'oma kolman the tzorch leisivileyu. Oma rove, so Rove said, Kulo motzine mekaimina. Whatever, all these anhogis of Ravuna, I can also be mekaim. Lavar miho. But the last thing, to open up the door, למצינו למבד משום דנפישי בני חילו דמחוזה. That means if I'll open up my door and everyone will come in, that's it. So memele, it would be, there was much more niyim in Bnei Mechuzah, so memele, he couldn't do this. Let us see Rashi. Ik jav lei milsadas v'ramen l'akuzah d'may, l'egosin Rashi for some reason is in Geiristus. Milsad shifte, minik shedim, shemazikim l'misha yoichal v'einei neitel yodo. The shifte kahach the galsinim of seches shume amar abayi mishum shifte. Avatov leilayla hu kuzah demaye ki heicha de limsho yedai minei that they should wash their hands. Ba meho chutz mizu bechol man de boi avayu v'ochel. So everyone would come in and eat and mishum de nefishu b'nei mechuzah di ka'ani yitfei v'kol meich likana to lead up everything what I hear. The Masha Tain is, it seems in Mechuzah there was a lot of Ashirim, there weren't many Aniyim. But he says, he's music about the Ashirim, but he says B'nai Chela, there were soldiers there. So Mamela, that's B'nai Chela, and so therefore he was afraid to do this.